Friday. Welcome to the J Maddie Crevo podcast. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. How are we feeling today?
Good.
Oh, a bit left out, to be honest.
Why?
Well, you guys are all wearing hats. Yeah. I didn't get the memo.
True, you're not wearing a hat. You're all in blue, though. Blue pants, blue shirt, blue jacket.
They're grey, aren't they?
Well, greyish blue. Socks, grey, blue.
Why am
stripes.
I asking Maddie?
You know what? Interesting times if you're wearing a hat, because, I mean, it takes a very special occasion for you to pop a cap on.
Yeah, I wear, like, the Bunnings straw ones if I'm working in the yard.
Yeah.
Does that upset you, Maddie? Yes. How are you going to end up with you don't have a yard to do.
I'm talking fashionable hats, like fashion hats.
Yeah, I don't have
Last
many.
Time I saw you wear a hat would have been at the Newcastle 500 sitting on the hill.
There's something about tacos.
Make tacos, not war.
That's it.
Sage words of advice.
Jade, your hat's the affirmation hat today.
Yeah.
Follow your bliss.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you had that one for?
2015.
Do you need items to...
April 2015.
Do you need everyday items to be positive?
Sometimes I do, yeah, I'll be honest.
I do as well. Although I don't own any positive shirts or anything.
Yeah, affirmation all yours are just shirts. Pure black.
Really?
Well, what do you own?
Black shirts.
That's your positive affirmation.
Black shirts.
Okay.
Hey, just talking of tacos briefly, do you guys remember a photo of Justin Bieber that came out where he was eating a taco sideways?
No, I don't.
A burrito? He was holding the burrito.
No, yes, like I do remember that.
And he was eating it from the middle, and everyone was like, this guy's off his head. I just learnt yesterday that was actually an elaborate prank where these guys on the internet used the world's best Justin Bieber impersonator. They flew him down from Canada to LA and set up a photo shoot and took that photo, and it's a fake.
Wow.
Huh. There I didn't
you
know
go.
That.
You just never know what you're going to find on the internet, do
Isn't
you?
That
what
amazing?
What can you believe anymore? I mean, my confidence is shaken.
Yeah, well, because the impersonator, they did a fair bit. He's very similar.
Yeah.
But at the time, he had the short hair and the real Bieber had long.
Mm.
So they took him to this, like, high-end wig shop. They got it, like, cut exactly the same. They're comparing photos.
You know what?
And made a mini documentary about it.
Wouldn't you feel friggin' good in life if you're a Justin Bieber doppelganger? He's a good-looking lad.
Well, I was just sort of thinking how much he's making for people coming to impersonate.
Well, also, you could get a lot of perks, I feel.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah, hey, don't you know who I am?
Yeah, exactly. Like, front of the line. People would...
Yes, Mr. Bieber, come through.
Take your number and stuff. Like, there's a lot of opportunities, I feel.
So what you're saying is that the Justin Bieber impersonator getting a lot of poon.
I'd say so. I mean, if you were a Justin Bieber impersonator, you're in with a good chance at least, aren't you? Because even some people even wouldn't care that you're the fake.
No, that is true.
Like, yeah. They just want the
Instagram,
the fantasy.
The Instagram pics to make them look really popular online.
Well, that too. Mm. Look who I met down at the shops. I mean, there's value in that.
That's a good point. That is a very good point. If you got Jade, who would you be? I'm trying to look at Jade and think, you know what? Who would Jade be, like, the closest to celebrity-wise?
I always get Gwen Stefani when I had my really long blonde, like, my platinum blonde hair. Britney Spears and Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff.
People that I used to get. Well, when I had my fringe and my hair was a lot blonder.
Like, similar haircuts.
Yeah, I think that's what
do people get tricked by hair?
I think they do.
Going by those two examples... including the Bieber one, where they did spend a lot of money on this high-end wig.
Mm.
I think people get fooled by hair a lot.
Do you know what, Jade?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it because I think you like it. Even though the
guys are crazy. Paris Hilton. Yeah. Bless, because I do like her.
Oh,
there it is.
Ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
She's nice.
Winner, winner,
I love.
Dinner.
I think she's a great musician.
Paris Hilton.
DJ or like with her songs.
Doesn't she DJ? She has someone doing all the like DJing and
Stars
she just
are blind
stands there.
Crevo. No, she legit is a DJ.
What a great song this is. I'll show you mine. Gay anthem.
You use the word great very liberally.
Do you know what? She doesn't give a flying fuck if you like her music, Creevo.
I'm not saying she does. Still allowed not to like it.
You know what? Go fap over the Chili Peppers, brother.
Everyone's got their own musical taste.
Well, you know, this is a dictatorship on this show. Oh, nobody's allowed their own opinions. Kim Jong Jade over there, no.
Who's getting upset with me not liking Paris Hilton? I feel like you are more offended than that.
I'm not a dictator. I haven't even piped in once about Paris Hilton him not liking.
Oh, I just like the word. I like to say Kim Jong Jade. I think it sounds good, rolls off the tongue. What would your dictator name be?
I don't know. People like alliteration in stuff, don't they? Mm. So maybe King Creevo.
King Creevo?
Yeah.
Alliteration always works well.
I'll be like the mongrel of the...
Maestro Maddie?
Nah, I'll be Mongrel Maddie.
Mongrel Maddie.
I don't want to be Kim John.
Well, pick your own then.
I will.
Jester Jade? We're going down the alliteration path?
I'll have to think about it.
All right. Well, you do
Kim
that.
Jong, Kim Jong-un wears glasses.
No, I don't like Kim Jong-un. He's ugly and
you love Donald Trump. You love Donald Trump.
Everyone likes what they like is what we're learning
Who
here.
Who would you rather look like, Donald Trump or Kim Jong-un? I think I would take Kim Jong-un.
I think Donald Trump.
I think Kim Jong-un.
China.
Especially when Donald was younger. Good old Don.
Kim Jong-un has quite a good haircut.
He
you
does.
Actually have a similar haircut to him, to
no,
be
I
fair.
Don't.
You sort of do.
You sort of do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
shaved
you do.
Side.
What do you mean?
Whiff at the top.
Well, you know that.
Yeah, that's the end of the podcast intro.
That's See you. Have a good go. Weekend, we have guys. A go. Dictator Mongrel Maddie signing out.
Have a good weekend, Bye. Guys. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Creevo. The Novo. The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Creevo. The Novo. The Novo. The Novo. The Novo.
3, 2, 1. Hello, welcome to Friday, guys. How are we today?
Oh, good,
brilliant
Friday.
As always. How Ready for the weekend.
Jade, I love your hat today.
Thank you.
Nice affirmation there.
Yeah.
Follow your bliss.
Yeah, I got it from Japan. Ben wanted me to wear it today, so I thought, you know what? Okay.
Oh, yes, Ben.
That's cute. That's cute. Now, Hamish, of course, COVID-19, what's the latest there?
Right. So, let's start with the travel ban. Though basically, the government's closed the borders as of 9 o'clock tonight. It follows on from their travel ban for Australians heading overseas. But now they've effectively closed the borders. Any Australians still coming home, they can still do so. But that is effective as of 9 p.m. tonight. The number of COVID-19 cases in the Hunter New England region, our region, has risen to 13. Two more people testing positive. 300 people in New South Wales in total. Just under half of them have been acquired overseas. So hence the ban.
Ridiculous. Just a week ago here in the Hunter, we're like, we're fairly okay at this point, but they keep going up now, don't they?
Yeah, and it is an almost exponential kind of way. You can sort of predict it because that's just the way. One person infects three people. But the thing is that there's a reason why people are being, encouraged to self-isolate and wash hands because it could be far, far worse if we didn't. So there's a reason for that. Australians now facing limitations on the amount of medicines we can buy. Another crackdown on panic buying. Ventolin, paracetamol has been limited to one per person. Children's Panadol is now behind the counter. Briefly overseas too, because Italy has overtaken China with the most deaths, 3,400 deaths. And US President Donald Trump announced the government will try to accelerate efforts to create a vaccine. He says that one used for malaria and severe arthritis has shown promise. He says that it'll be available very soon, but the FDA says, no, we haven't even started trials on it yet. So he's kind of contradicted in the same press conference.
Is that chloroquine stuff?
Hang on a sec. I'll try and find the name of it. He says that it will be used as quickly as they possibly can. But they basically just said no. We haven't used it. We haven't tested it yet. I'll Very find the name of it shortly. But
jeez,
yeah.
Thanks for the update.
There are a few different medications that are being tested at the moment. I think it's called Truvada. Which they use for HIV treatment.
Yes.
There's some success there as well. But, Once you need to scale that to a large proportion, then don't you?
Yeah.
If it does work.
Well, yeah, in Queensland, the University of Queensland, they're trying drugs that have been used for other purposes, HIV for one of them, and they were hoping to get clinical trials underway today. I don't know if that's still the case, but they're pretty optimistic about those drugs as well too. Yeah. So you know,
fingers crossed.
We're pretty resourceful as a species. We'll get through it.
We will. For sure.
Thank you, Hamish. Good morning, producer Jackson.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Do you know what? I normally get to Friday and I'm a little bit slumped, but I feel really good today. I'm energized.
Excellent. Nice one. What's the goss kicking us off next? What's on the way, mate?
Yeah, of course, I cannot do a what's the goss these days without touching base with celebrity coronavirus victims. We'll do that and we'll get that out of the way quick. And then heading to the courtroom with Johnny Depp.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Excellent. Kicking off your Friday right now, Third Eye Blind. This is Semi Charmed Life with the Novos, 6:07. Good morning. It's your Feel Good Friday here at 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jay, Matty, Crevo, currently 19 degrees at Nobby's, 15 at Maitland. What's the goss time? New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss?
All right, producer Jackson is here. What's the goss? Quick, Corona.
Yeah,
update.
Let's sound that alarm. Somebody out there. Okay, so Ellen DeGeneres has put up a little story on Instagram about what she's getting up to in isolation. This woman is seriously boring. Would you like to hear it? She's got a 4,000-piece puzzle.
Yes.
Oh. And I'm just going to say, thank God her show's been halted for the meantime.
So what I realize is 4,000 pieces is ridiculous. I don't have a table big enough. Who does? You know, I'm not going to do it because I'm not stupid. It's Ellen, not stupid, DeGeneres, is what my name is.
Oh, my God. Poor Portia having to put up with that for 14 days.
What you don't know, Jackson, is that I actually wanted to do a similar thing with Maddie and Crevo and actually do this because I thought it would be great on the live stream.
Like a giant puzzle?
Yeah.
I love puzzles. I'll do a puzzle.
You're in with me.
I actually do like puzzles.
Oh,
I enjoy puzzles.
I should have pitched it when you were in the room, Jackson.
Yeah, what a hypocrite you are, Jackson.
I'm not into puzzles.
No, do you know what? I'm fun. If I was doing a puzzle, it'd be enjoyable.
You hear shit-canning poor old Ellen doing a puzzle, and now you want to do a puzzle.
I think Jackson's issue is just with Ellen.
Yeah, and I mean, she's got a big bank. If she can't afford a big table, then there's something up. Well, you need to ask for some more money.
She clearly only has coffee tables in her house.
That's true.
I imagine her house is all coffee tables. Like, you pull back the covers of her guest room in the bed, and it's just a coffee table.
What, with a mattress chucked on it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you go to her to eat dinner with her, instead of chairs, there's just coffee tables all the way around, a bigger coffee table.
Could you imagine the house tour? Oh, this is the bedroom, just got to dance over this coffee table. Interesting, though, US Surgeon General is asking Kylie Jenner to help halt the spread of coronavirus. So they're saying that millennials aren't taking this seriously. They're still going out and partying across the US when they can. So they're asking her to jump on board and really flog the matter and just say, like, stay at home, guys. It's a serious issue.
That is a good idea.
She's got a lot of fans. Hey, I'm very excited. I've made my own theme for this. Let's head to the courtroom.
You are about to enter the courtroom.
I'm producer Jackson.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is
producer Jackson's recap of celebrities in court. Okay, so Johnny Depp is currently in court because he's taking on the paper The Sun over in the UK because they accused him of being a wife beater, of course, because of all this stuff with Amber Heard, his ex-wife.
Yeah.
So he's actually accused her recently of cutting off his finger by throwing a vodka bottle at him, but new texts have come out that have revealed that he actually cut his own finger off and blames her.
That's full on.
Yeah, he's texted his doctor and he said, I cut the top of my middle finger off. What should I do except, of course, go to hospital? I'm so embarrassed that I jumped into anything with her. F the world. And then 12 days later, he said that, thank you for everything. I've chopped off my middle finger as a reminder that I should never cut off my finger or marry this woman again. I love you, brother. Johnny.
Those two need to separate.
Isn't
forever.
That intense?
Very dysfunctional, those two together.
Cut their own finger off?
I mean, gone are the days of them trying to smuggle dogs into the country. They're now cutting each other's fingers off.
That seems so tame in comparison, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's an intense court case. They're saying that a lot more is going to come out about this relationship. Sounds pretty volatile, and I don't know if I can watch a Johnny Depp film the same ever again.
Well, in all fairness, he was Edward Scissorhands, so he was just living up to the character.
And a pirate. Yeah, let's face it, they're all cutting stuff, aren't they, as pirates?
Well, Johnny Depp's actually rumoured to be the new Joker in the upcoming Robert Pattinson like Batman saga.
Well, imagine he gives you a wave. There's a missing finger. That'd be freaky, wouldn't it?
At least he didn't go the full pirate way and cut his leg off.
That's true.
It's very true. What's in Jade's box? Up next, thank you, Jackson. We have a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown to give away.
We do.
Awesome. All right, first clue before we kick things off. If you want this to disappear, you've got to give it a good old rub.
Ooh, okay, let's stroke it. 13:10:09. What is in my box this morning?
Okay, playing next. The lines are open. It's 6:15. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
What's in Jade's box?
Oh, Jade's box, always extra fun on a Friday. All you've got to do to pick up these movie tickets is guess what is inside her big red box. The first clue was, Crevo,
if you want it to disappear, you've got to give it a rub.
Mm-hmm. Give it a shake, girlfriend.
Here we go. 13:10:09. What's in my box this morning? Good morning, Bernadette.
Morning.
What's on the agenda this morning?
Sorry?
What's on the agenda this morning?
Just working, dropping the kids at mum's, then going straight to work.
Oh, and you work in aged care. How's that at the moment? Did you have to get tested for coronavirus before going to aged care facility? Because I know my sister had to.
I haven't yet. I'm in the community doing the aged care side of it, and I haven't yet, but a lot of the aged care people that I do are on edge from it.
Yeah, okay.
Of course.
It's not good, is it? All right, well, let's guess what's inside Jade's box, Bernadette. What do you think it is?
I think it's an eraser.
No, sorry. Correct.
Thank you, Bernadette. Enjoy your day. Derek, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, mate, how are you today?
Very good, and yourself?
Oh, we are doing good. Now, what a job you have. You are in the Canadian military.
Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, you even pulled out the sir. That's so polite.
Of course, he's in the Canadian military.
North Americans are always so polite.
Very much so.
I like to believe Canadians are.
Now, obviously, this whole coronavirus must be affecting you. How long have you been in the country for?
My wife and I arrived in the country in October.
Right, so you want to do some exploring.
And we're here for 3 years.
Nice one. That's really cool, man. Are you liking living in the Hunter so far?
Absolutely loving it, although the coronavirus is making it a little more difficult to get around and visit your beautiful country, but hopefully that'll clear up shortly and we can do a little more touring and enjoy more of the countryside.
Oh, for sure, man. Well, I'm going to give you another clue. Hopefully you can win this. Second clue is mostly to get it, you squeeze, but sometimes you gotta spray.
You get it squeezed. Originally, I'm not sure now, but I'm gonna go with my original choice, which I thought it was a dry erase marker.
No, sorry.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you for listening to the show as well. Yeah, love that.
Love enjoy having the Canadians on board.
Nathan, how are you this morning?
Oh, Nathan's gone.
Okay, the reveal.
Time for the reveal. It was, of course, sunscreen. A tube of sunscreen.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Great one, great one. All thanks to Reading Cinemas Charlestown. Jade, up next.
So I follow a few dog groups online. Obviously, I love puppies and dogs and animals. And
no. You?
Yeah. There was this group where a lady was asking for some advice, and she said, does anyone else hand feed their pets?
You mean like with a silver spoon?
No, with their hand. She's like, in particular, hand feeding. Do you feed your dog? Because obviously she has a chihuahua in this particular group. And she said, sometimes my Quincy refuses to eat any food unless Quincy. I hand feed him.
Quincy.
Yeah.
Are you into the name Quincy for a dog?
No, it just reminds me of quince paste. And I love that to eat. So we'll think of 13:10:09. How far did you go to satisfy your pet?
Oh, beautiful one. Okay.
Nice one.
Lines
nice
are one. Open. Doing it next here at New FM at 6:26. News time with Hamish next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
So I got home yesterday afternoon, guys, right? And my housemate's home, and she'd been off work sick for the day yesterday. And I look at her, and she's just drained, and she's red, and she's, you know, had a temperature, a sore throat. No. And I'm like, oh, no. It's like, no, panic times. Turns out she has tonsillitis. But isn't it funny? Like, you literally...
Anyone has a sign of any illness.
Yeah.
You're freaking out.
Leper.
Only one...
Back to your room.
It's so funny, though. Only one doctor in Newcastle would actually see her. So she had to ring around, like, I think 6 or 7 doctors until she found one that was like, hey, yeah. She's just got to, you know, when you get tonsillitis, you get those white lesions on your tonsils. Mm. So she has that, and she has a history of tonsillitis. So the guy's like, yeah, obviously tonsillitis.
Come on in.
Penicillin fixes it up every time.
But still scary because you automatically think, no.
Not my house.
Hotel for a week.
Yeah. Let's go. Anyway.
But on 13:09 today, we're talking, how far did you go to satisfy your pet? This is because a lady in one of dog groups I follow on Facebook put the question out there to all the other fur mamas, you know, are they hand feeding their chihuahuas? Because her pooch Quincy only likes to be hand fed a lot of the time.
What a diva and Quincy is.
She said he won't eat. Quincy just won't touch his food unless she physically hand feeds him his food each night.
Oh, God.
So we're just wondering, you know, what are the lengths you've gone to for your pet?
I think some people spend all kinds of money and all kinds of effort on their pets.
Well, Ben and I had to make a full-blown ramp for one of our chihuahuas at our rental before we moved to Broadmeadow. Well, because one of my chihuahuas has cerebellar hyperplasia, so she has wobbly cat syndrome. If you don't know what that means, she's basically drunk and she wobbles, so she has problems with her motor skills. So we had steps that got to the back, go up and down to the backyard at our old rental, and so we had to make our own ramp for her so she could get in and out of the house.
Oh, the poor thing. Slippery slide.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, you know, some would say that's a fair length.
It's quite a length.
I think that definitely qualifies.
That's the sort of stuff we're after if you got ramp stories especially.
Yeah. All right, taking your calls next after Selena Gomez. Back to you for your Feel Good Friday with the Novos at 105.3 New FM 6:36. Selena Gomez, we're live for your Friday here at 105.3 UFM with the Novo 6:39. Hot one today, guys. What a day for a surf for you, Jade. I was just saying, 35 the tops on the coast and out at Maitland.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome because I don't have a wetty at the moment, so I need to get one.
Yeah, so when you're catching tubes, you don't get too cold.
13:09 this morning. How far did you go to satisfy your pet?
This is all because a lady that I follow in a dog chihuahua group on Facebook put up a post saying, hey, guys, do any of you hand feed your chihuahua? Because my Quincy just won't eat his supper unless I hand feed him.
Jeez.
It's a
bit of a diva, as you said before, Maddie.
Yeah.
Any dog with the name Quincy? Clearly, guys.
He's living up to the name. But on 13:09, how far did you satisfy your pet if this happened to you? I said, I've made a ramp for my chihuahuas. You need to get in and out of the house because of a disability.
Like, how big and long was said ramp? Like, how many hours to sort of put this thing together?
Probably a good, maybe a good hour or two. We actually got like a table. Ben bought a table from his work at BCF, and like we cut it in half. So one of those extendable ones, so it extended down the stairs, like with the Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Like, and then a full-on engineering project.
And then we actually got, you know, boat, like a, I don't even know that, boat carpet.
Yeah, of course, marine carpet.
So we, like, put marine carpet on top of it so she could grip and, like, it was a big thing.
I'll say. Big project. That's a lot of work to go into, you know, flattening out some steps.
So how much, Jade, what percentage of that job did you help with?
I helped out with the Ben.
Testing it out afterwards.
Yeah, I was coaxing Myrtle, and then I had to use like hand weights. Ben was like, "Oh, pass me another little like 1 kilo weight to try and we're trying to balance it out using weights."
Sounds like a good bit of engineering.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones, shall we? Graham, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
That's the way. How far have you gone to make sure your pets are happy?
Oh, I actually just put a doggy door in my daughter's door in her bedroom so he can get in and out.
Now, there's a new extreme.
That's amazing.
Internal doggy doors. I've never thought of that.
Yep.
What sort of dog do you have, Graham?
He's an American Staffy.
Aww. And so, obviously, is there a special relationship between the dog and your daughter?
Yeah, and he kept on sucking for getting in and out of the room. So it was the easiest way to solve that problem.
Now, I have a bit of a question for you, Graham, because I feel like the daughter could just hop up and open the door. So how much of the work of the doggy door is for the daughter and how much is for the dog?
I don't know. I think it's a bit of both. We were just getting a little bit annoyed with him sucking all the time. So this way he goes in and out there as he feels.
Oh, that's so sweet. How old's your daughter?
She's 15, nearly 15.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
I feel like they both conned you.
Do you rent? Yeah. Are you a renter, Graham, or do you own your house?
No, we buy the
house. Oh, good. Good. I was going to say, you don't need angry landlords.
Internal doggy doors, you've installed them. I can imagine.
Oh, great story, mate. We'll give you a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine for that. Thanks, mate. Yeah. Thanks for your call.
And for hanging out.
Never
with
heard
us.
Of an internal doggy door.
No,
that's
neither
the first of my life.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You're not going to get one, Jade?
Not internal doggy doors. No, the chihuahuas are confined. We used to let them sleep in our bedroom in a crate, but then Ruben, he's the smart one out of the three, and he worked out if he got his paw and just sort of like gave the inside of the crate a high five, that it would eventually wake Ben up during the night.
And he'd let him all out.
Yeah, because he'd want to get out, so he'd just sit there, just constantly, like
banging on the crate, basically.
I think we've actually found the limits to Jade's love for her chihuahuas. She loves her house more.
Yeah. And sleep, by the sounds of it.
Love it or loathe it. Up next, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. It's 6:44, Newcastle.
The Novos.
105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jay, Maddie, Crevo. Producer Jackson, we have a brand new segment on this show, and I love this. It's Producer Jackson's phone call confessional. Baby, I'm sorry. Yeah, there you are on the front line, taking the calls here at the show every day. And, I mean, sometimes you just get the absolute gold that Newcastle has to offer.
Yes, and sometimes it comes in just a little bit too late. So I like to hit the record button on these things. Interesting call in regards to the segment just before, how far you went to please your pet.
Now, this is interesting because, obviously, you know, some people spend a lot of money.
Yeah, they do.
On the pets.
Well, should I hit play on this call? I'm excited for this.
You'll love it.
Here we go.
So I had a extra large, like, sandtail goldfish.
Yeah.
And she was carrying a lot of eggs, so to speak.
Okay.
And she couldn't release her eggs. So my really good girlfriend Googled how to masturbate a goldfish so she could release her eggs.
Oh, my God. What possesses someone to Google that?
Well, clearly the goldfish was quite unhappy because she was so engorged and engulfed with eggs and in a little bit of pain.
Did it work?
Yes, it did.
Fascinating.
Mm. I mean, how do you know a fish is in pain?
I didn't even know you could masturbate a fish.
I don't think anyone did until just then. I think literally the whole world found out. We all found out at the same time.
How interesting. I just can't even imagine the thought process of sitting on the couch and wondering, how do we solve this problem?
Hey, Google is an amazing thing. Let's just say that.
You'd be clearing your search history, wouldn't you?
Well, was she taking the pee?
I don't think so.
No, that was a serious call. And thank you for calling up and telling us that if you're listening right now in the car.
I've got nothing.
That's incredible.
And hey, I guess in a weird way, good on you.
Well, there we go. Thank you. Coming up next on the show, we're going international. It's the segment where we call random countries, right? So obviously we have the Novos podcast available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. Search the Novos. A little cheeky plug there. But on the back end of the website, there's a whole list of countries and it tells you where people are listening. It's the internet. It's 2020. We have this data available at the tips of our fingers.
Exactly.
Last week, Jade, when you weren't here, we called Tolyatti, Russia. This week, now, yesterday, we made a call to, in fact, another country, Oman, in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. So, next, going to play the call when we ask an unsuspecting hotel employee if they've ever heard of our show.
In Oman, over in the Middle East.
Right across Newcastle.
So, my really good girlfriend Googled how to masturbate a goldfish so she could release her eggs.
Oh my God, what possesses someone to Google that?
Let's hear it! This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
You have ignition. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, so Jade, I know we were talking after the show yesterday and we were chatting about how people from the city are going to smaller country towns and cleaning out the supermarkets of supplies, right?
Well, actually, this happened in Salamander Bay. Ben was telling me yesterday that two buses from Sydney came to Salamander Bay yesterday.
What?
And we're buying up,
people.
That's cooked. Grace, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, one IGA store has taken some pretty cool steps, I think. They're now going to check IDs of shoppers who come into the store to ensure that they are, in fact, from the area that they, you know.
Interesting.
Cool. Which I think is great.
That's great.
So they put a big notice on their door. It says, "Dear customers, from this point on, we have no other choice but to enforce very strict conditions for entry into our store. You will now be asked for ID proof that you live in the following areas: Reedy Creek, Strath Creek, Sunday Creek, blah, blah, blah. We apologise for any inconvenience due to the current situation. We can only accommodate customers living in these areas."
Wow, okay.
I think that's really good.
I think so too.
A lot of like governments and supermarkets going on the offensive as well. Like they, there's a certain part of the news now where it's literally like video cameras going through big warehouses full of food and toilet paper to just calm everyone down.
It's just a major thing.
Like,
do you know what though? Especially for independent grocers in small towns, I mean, that's sometimes their only resource and you know, way that they can get food and supplies. So
absolutely.
It's not big Woolies and Coles in every small town, you know?
Totally.
I think a lot of people in the city take that for granted and maybe not understand that. But anyway, going next to Oman, over in the Middle East, with the Novos Worldwide. So our podcast obviously goes worldwide, available on all podcasting apps.
Mr. Worldwide.
Search the Novos. Last week we went to Tolyatti, Russia to find out if this person that we called had heard of our show. She hadn't.
That's all right, though.
This week we've called Oman in the Middle East, another country that's listening to our podcast. And, man, I just want to find some people that actually...
We're just trying to stab in the dark and get some listeners.
All right. Going to play you that one next. Very funny. After Santana Smooth at 105.3 New FM for your Feel Good Friday. It's 7:06. Good morning. Rate the music now. newfm.com.au. Your chance at a $500 Westfield Qatar gift card. Coming up right now, though, guys, the Novos are going worldwide.
I'm not supposed to be famous.
I'm not either, for sure.
Yeah.
I am.
Mr. Worldwide.
We are so far away from home right now.
The Novos on New FM. Have you heard of that?
Sorry, I don't understand what you want. What is, sorry?
What is your name?
Name?
Yes.
Angelina.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please make sure you have the correct area code.
Yes, of course, our podcast goes out worldwide. In the back end of the website, a whole list of countries are listening, which is so weird to think. Here we are sitting in Sandgate.
Yeah.
Someone in today, Oman, in the Middle East, is listening to our show.
It is a bit bizarre.
I mean, it's weird, isn't it?
That they come across it and go, oh.
I'll have a go at that.
And then they continue listening, which is great. But, wow, you know, to think, you know, maybe we should be looking up some content from the Middle East for our podcast.
to cover the listeners in Oman.
There's too many countries, actually, to cover.
Oh, you couldn't do it all.
There's like 9 different countries listening to us, which is, like I said, very strange. What we're doing here, though, every week on the show, we're going to call one of these countries at random and see if anyone knows us or knows of our show.
Yeah, well, you never know because they're listening. Mm. We just don't know who.
The time difference makes it hard sometimes. So yesterday we did this call. We called up Oman. I think it was like 5:15 in the morning over there when we got through. We look for businesses that will answer their phone at these odd hours, so service stations, hotels, et cetera, et cetera. Let's play our call to Oman in the Middle East.
Good morning. What's your international
order? Good morning. Do you speak English?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Do you speak English?
Yes, of course.
Oh, excellent.
Bit of a random call today. So we're actually calling from a radio show in Australia. There's 3 of us here, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today? How's your day?
It's fine.
Very good. And I just want to ask you something. We have a podcast. Now, our radio show is called The Novos. Now, on the podcast, we see that we have a fair few listeners in Oman. And I just wanted to know, do you know of us or have you ever heard of our podcast before?
Hello.
Hello.
I can't understand, sir. What do you want, sir? This hotel, sir. You want any room or what, sir?
Helsamata Novos.
Have you heard of the Novos from New FM?
Oh, sir, I can't understand, sir. What do you want, sir, actually?
What is your favourite radio station?
Huh?
Do you have a favourite radio station in Oman?
No, we don't have.
Oh, no. No radio?
No.
What type of music do you like?
Who is this?
Yeah, well, I told you, we're calling from a radio station in Australia.
New FM.
We just want to know, we see that lots of people in Oman are listening to our podcast, so we just wanted to see if you've ever heard of our show before.
I don't know about that, sir. If you need room, then we have room available for this thing. I don't know, sir, about.
Well, we have bands on flights at the moment. I'd love to stay at the the Muscat Hotel?
Muscat International. If we do come over, because we've got a lot of fans over there, how much are your rooms?
You can go through online, so you can check there. Our hotel is there online, booking.com and Agoda. You can check there, sir.
You're very lazy.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
Okay. So you listen to Bollywood music then, I'm guessing?
You can listen to Bollywood music.
That was a man who had had enough of our absolute BS.
How lazy, though. You know what? Have a chat.
Tell
us your room rates.
Room rates. Don't say jump online.
God. Anyway.
I know what his favourite song is.
Yes, this is
the Jai-ho.
Do you
reckon he's loving some PCD?
Oh, he bloody loves the Pussycat Dolls.
Pretend for Bollywood. I love that. Jade, up next.
I've got a treat for you guys because exciting news. I am being featured in a bridal magazine over in Ireland. This is because I got married overseas in Malta, and my wedding planner has put me forward to be featured in this wedding bridal magazine. So I've had to do my write-up. The editor of the magazine contacted me.
Okay.
And I've had to gloss over certain truths for Ben and I's relationship. And I want to see if you guys pick out the lies I've had to write for the magazine.
Can I just say, why are we popular everywhere else but in Newcastle?
That's a great question.
Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Beautiful sunny day, Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. I don't know, is summer back? Actually, no, but the temps are 35 degrees on the coast and at Maitland today, 36 at the lake, Jade.
So, exciting news, for me anyway. I'm pretty chuffed because I always wanted to be featured in a bridal magazine.
Did you?
Yeah, and my day has come.
Oh, dear. This is going to be an interesting one.
Did you get married ages ago?
I did. But I'll admit
Flogging
to this.
Flogging that dead horse.
Yeah. I'll admit to this out loud. But, you know, so Ben and I were together. We've been together 16 years, married for 2. But we didn't get engaged until, like, 12, 13 years in. So prior to this, I like always knew I wanted to get married, like since I was like 18, 19. I would buy bridal magazines, like even though I wasn't engaged.
Not even engaged. Yeah. You'd just be get, like, how many do you reckon you bought?
I've kept some of them. I've probably kept maybe like a couple of my favourites from my collection that I used to have. But yeah, I don't know. Over the years, I probably had about 30.
Jade's always good at a hint, isn't she?
Yeah. Oh, Benny, guys, my birthday's coming up.
So for me, and the thing is, I did look at putting my wedding into a magazine here in Australia, but I just got lazy and I didn't get round to it. And I thought, you know what? I'm content. Like, you know, I got married.
You had your fairy tale wedding.
I had my fairy tale wedding.
There's a movie, a feature length film documenting it. That's enough.
Yes. And that did happen. But the thing is, my wedding planner over in Malta, because I got married overseas, she contacted me and said, Jade, we want to put your wedding that we did in a bridal magazine over in Ireland. And I said, oh, wow.
How much do you get paid for that?
Thank you. Well, I don't get paid for anything. I get a couple of...
That's a good deal.
Yeah. So can I please have a couple like of the magazines? That's all I want, like just so I can show my mom, give it to one to my grandma so they can see it. She's like, yeah, cool, no worries. You're just going to, you know, obviously give us a good plug. I said, yeah, no worries. So,
oh, here we are doing it right now.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, the editor...
Oh, my God. I love that she's asking for a plug and she's using your photos for free.
Yeah, not here, like, on air, but in the magazine. I had to give her a good testimonial in the article. Sorry, in the article. Gotcha. I'm stressing that. So I said, yeah, no worries. The editor got in contact with me and I thought that was just going to be sort of like maybe yes, no sort of questions or I just put like just the nice, simple, like Sarah Young was amazing.
Do you
like,
love white dresses? Yes.
Yeah. You know.
Do you like cake on the day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Smushed it in your face, whatever.
Yeah,
got it.
Couldn't have done it. So they sent me this email and turns out they said, look, it's not a yes, no answer type of thing. We need the story of you guys to flow. Like, it's got to be sort of like how you met. How'd you get engaged?
In the cool room of a Domino's.
So,
get around it.
I thought I'd read you just the first start of it. And I think you both will know when the
wheels fall off the truth.
When I lied. Yes.
All right.
So,
here we go.
Our love story began in Brisbane back in 2004. Benjamin was a delivery driver at a local pizza store and I, Jade, took the customer's orders. Some flirtatious banter was exchanged back and forth between the deliveries until Ben mustered up the courage to ask me out on a date. 16 years worth of memories later and we've travelled the world together, bought our dream home and introduced 3 fluffy chihuahuas to our family. On Christmas Day, 2015... Benjamin finally popped the question while I unwrapped my present to find a diamond
ring.
There's
the lie.
There's the lie.
My diamond ring where I said yes.
There's the lie.
Benny, get me this ring.
You asked him to marry you.
I didn't even ask. I said, this is happening. I found my ring. We're going to go and get it.
Go get it right now.
And then when I said to Ben, you know, when I had to describe why we wanted to get married in that location, we decided to elope originally.
Yeah.
Couldn't write that in there because the reason why we decided not to elope was because I didn't want to hear the endless, why didn't you let us come to your wedding from the mother-in-laws? So I had to gloss over the...
All of that.
All of the...
Your dream location.
The truth. But, you know, it turned out quite well, the story. So I'm quite happy.
Oh,
in the
good.
End.
Celebrity in Ireland.
You're a celebrity in Ireland.
Have you ever been in a magazine before, Crevo?
Yes, you have. The Newcastle Race Day magazine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been in a few ago. Over the years,
this was
actually.
My magazine shoot. I was in a magazine
look at
once.
You.
Maddie.
Yeah, it was...
should you use that for the promo photos?
Yeah, look, it's 6 years ago and 10 kilos lighter. It's FNQ, which is a gay magazine up in far north Queensland in Cairns. And when I used to work on the gay radio station, they did like a whole thing on me. And I had to do the BS answers as well. In fact, I didn't even write the answers. My friend Brooklyn wrote them for me.
It's quite challenging, honestly. Sometimes you think,
being a celebrity.
No, we'll just make it. Well, not making it up. There's a lot of truth in
making
that.
It up.
But I had to, embellish a couple of things.
Spice it up a bit. Add a little paprika to the story.
Oh, you've got to love a BSN. So look at this. What does Maddie like to do to chill and relax? Does he ever? There's nothing better than cuddling up on the sofa with my boy and watching reruns of The Simpsons. It's our favourite show, especially the oldest episodes. Well, high five, Jade. We've got our own featured articles.
Nice one. I love it.
Crevo, you need to get your own.
Yeah,
you
I'll have to work it out. All right.
ASL good. Up next.
That it is.
$1,000 up for grabs today.
We're after a 33-year-old male from the Maitland City Council area. If that's you, 131009, a 1 in 30 chance at $1,000 instantly.
Doing it next. A new FM news time with Hamish at 729.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
The
Novos.
3, 2, 1.
Age, sex, location. We have $1,000 up for grabs today. All you need to do is call us up with your lucky number if we match your ASL with you. What is it today?
Looking for a 33-year-old male from Maitland. So remember, this is a 1 in 30 chance of winning $1,000 instantly.
Yep, so if your mate is 33 and a male in Maitland, maybe give them a call and say, get on the blower now, 131009.
All right, playing next, right after Wilson Phillips, Hold On at 105.3.
What a tune.
Good morning.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, really?
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
33-year-old male from the Maitland City Council area. If that is you, give us a ring, 131009, to play Age, Sex, Location. We have $1,000 to give away Friday before the weekend.
Oh,
I don't need to explain further. I do believe we have someone, guys.
We do. Jamie from Woodbury. Good morning.
Hey, mate.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, not too shabby. What's the plans for the weekend?
Not much, just kick back with the kids.
What do you do now? Like, the pools are shut, you're heading to the beach more now? Like, as, you know, activities as a family, how are you going to keep them entertained with all these restrictions?
Netflix, mate.
Nice one.
All right, Jamie, let's do it, mate. We need a lucky number between 1 and 30. What is it? Jamie. 25.
25? Oh, we're in country. Okay.
25. There
25.
We go.
Right. Here we go, Jamie. Looking for number 25. So you can treat the kids to, I don't know, maybe a theme park.
Get Stan as well.
Experience.
All right, JD, let's do it. Number 25 for Jamie from Woodbury.
Oh, it's number 3.
Oh, sorry, man. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today.
Jade, Maddie, people call this radio station all the time. So, and sometimes it's really interesting or weird callers. Sometimes they shock us. Sometimes we're like, who was that? Why did they call?
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday we received a call from somebody who we just had to have a chat to. Essentially, this person was one of the people who are hoarding toilet paper. And we were like, you know what? Thanks for calling. We want to go a bit deeper and find out what's going on. Why are you doing this? So we've got a recording of that call. We're going to play it out next and try and dive into the mind of some of these crazy people out there.
Excellent. Oh, this will be controversial. 7:45 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Jonas Blue, Mama, heading for a top of 35 degrees at Merriweather today. This is 105.3 New FM. Crevo?
That's right. And this time we're talking about hoarders because yesterday we received this call. None of us were really expecting, but it was basically like an admission of someone who hoards toilet paper.
Mm.
Now,
interesting chat because obviously these people a public enemy number one at the moment.
100%. And they wanted to remain anonymous, and we were like, yeah, we can hook you up with that.
We've got a Big Brother-style voice decoder here at the station.
Yeah, so, like, let's turn this on. Let's have a chat to this person. Just try and get into the mind of someone that's doing this. Now, before we do it, I want to solicit 131009. Give us a call if you've got a message for this person, or if you just want to react and let us know how you're feeling about it, because this call is actually quite confronting. So have a listen and call the station if you want to have a chat about it.
All right, let's roll the tape.
Good morning, Novos.
Now tell us, what is the item you're hoarding and roughly how much of it do you have?
I am hoarding toilet paper currently, and initially it was just filling up two cupboards, but we've actually parked our cars on the street now, so we've got one half of our garage that we're slowly trying to fill up before things get serious down under.
Are you serious? So how many rolls do you have roughly at home?
I would say we're kicking 500 at the moment, but I'm hoping to sort of build this over the next coming days.
Do you feel guilty? Because I think you should be. Like, there are elderly people out there and families with small kids who don't have toilet rolls.
I think for us there's no real guilt factor, because the way we look at it is we have two young kids as well, so I feel like it's better us to have it, because as bad as it might sound, we're not the one. I'm not going to feel other people being put out. Like, that's no bother to me, whether it's elderly or disadvantaged. Like, that's not my problem, and I'm not going to know about it. So that's sort of how I see it. We actually got in early, and I've actually taken a couple of days off of work recently to go across Newcastle and build our stockpile up a little bit.
So are you going shop to shop then and going the one packet limit and just buying as much as you can?
Yeah. So me and my wife will go in, and our kids are of age, so we've actually been starting them at school a little bit later as well, so we get in early when the shipments are just in.
So you're telling me you literally are taking four packets of toilet paper per shop per morning. So how many rolls do you think on average per day are you accumulating?
So I think yesterday we got about 40.
Well, I want to say thank you for calling, but the thing is, I think it's actually a really shitty thing, pardon the pun, what you're doing, because you're actually putting a lot of people out. You're the reason why, you know, people are having to travel outside of areas that they live to go searching for items like this.
Well, I mean, to put it in perspective, everyone has the opportunity to take advantage of the people within their households to go out and get toilet paper. At the end of the day, if I'm flushing or my kids are flushing paper towel down the toilet, that's going to cost me extra expenses to get a plumber in. If it's quarantined, the toilet could be out for weeks. Like, we have to think about these things. And I get some people might see it as selfish, but at the end of the day, as I said before, I don't have to deal with the problems that, say, an elderly person or anyone who doesn't have toilet paper would have to deal with. So out of sight, out of mind, really, for me. I understand that people maybe don't agree with what I do, but I think that this comes from maybe not, I wouldn't say jealousy, but, you know, it goes back to what I said before. We each have the opportunity to go out and do things just first in best dress. So I'll accept the hate, because I get not everyone is on board doing, but I'm just realistically being smarter.
Well, I do think you're being selfish, and I think all of Newcastle can agree with us on that one.
There you go.
It's a bit of a rough act, but hey, thanks for calling the show.
Wow.
I was furious.
I know, you were riled right.
Furious.
Well, it is, it's not good, it's not the right thing to be doing.
No, calm down. Like Creeper said earlier in the show, there's footage at the supermarket, like the warehouses of all the food, all the toilet paper, there's no shortage. So calm down. So I was
going
fuming.
To buy. That's the issue.
That's
people
true.
Keep going into the shop. Anyway, the phones are lighting up. Give us your thoughts. And do you know what? Even if you want to defend this guy, please feel free to give us a call. 131009.
Yeah,
we're taking both sides of the coin
exactly
here.
Exactly right.
All right, Hamish, news time. Minutes away, mate.
Right across Newcastle.
You can go through online, so you can check their hotel is there online, booking.com and Agoda. You can check there.
You're very lazy.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
Okay. So you listen to Bollywood music then, I'm guessing?
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Controversy this morning. Of course, we received a call yesterday from a listener. He wanted to remain anonymous, so he basically admitted to hoarding toilet paper. Mm. So he's basically public enemy number one at the moment. Mm. This is a guy that's going around to different shops every morning with his whole family and
just
getting
as much toilet paper as he can.
It's so bad. We want to know your thoughts, though. 131009, give it to him, for or against. We're taking your calls next after Blink 182. All the small things, live across Newcastle, is 8:05. Good morning. Tops of 35 degrees right across the Hunter today. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
Yeah, we received a call yesterday from a guy who's admitted to hoarding toilet paper, going to multiple shops right across Newcastle and the Hunter every day. In one single day, 40 rolls.
Yeah, not good.
Jeez.
131009 this morning, though. What are your thoughts, for or against? I mean, it's blowing up on the New FM live stream. People are...
Quite upset about it, and you can understand that, but sometimes I guess the hoarder instinct in people takes over, and that's what's going on here. People are like, my family first.
Well, let's see what Newcastle thinks. Let's go to Leah. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. All fired up in here this morning. What are your thoughts on this guy?
Look, I know why he needs so much toilet paper.
Tell us.
He is an a-hole.
Well, you know what? I feel like a lot of people would identify with your point of view, Leah.
Like, seriously, 500 rolls? I would hate, absolutely hate, for this man to need anything from anyone in his life. Because if you're not willing to give, then, you know, this whole attitude of me first and I'm not going to take care of anybody else, it's not going to serve you well when you need people in your life and you're going through a hard time.
Yeah, no, well said. Karma's going to come his way, Leah, I'm sure of it.
I just think it's a really sad message that this man is sending his children to be so afraid that he throw out compassion and empathy and sharing. And I just think that, you know, will bring me first mentality, and I understand people want to take care of themselves, but you have to look at people that are more vulnerable. You have to look at, like, old people can get up at 7 a.m. okay, and go to Woolworths. A, there's no toilet paper there because they haven't had time to stack the shelves, and old people really shouldn't be going out and facing mass crowds because of their increased vulnerability.
Oh, 100%. And do you know what, as well? You brought up a really good point in regards to him sending a really bad message to his children. He's getting his kids involved in this, to go and
racket.
Buy the toilet paper as well. Like, a little girl was crushed in a supermarket the other day for this very reason. It's terrible.
Out of control. Yep. Anyway, thanks for that, Leah.
Thank you, Leah.
Next call. Joe.
Hey, Joe. Morning.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Oh, we're doing good. What are your thoughts?
I can sympathise with him. Like, I used to hoard toilet paper. And at one point I had 11 36 packs of Sunny Rolls at home because they were on special. And that was my sole reason for hoarding them.
But did you start buying these when the whole coronavirus situation started hitting?
I didn't need to because I've always kept five or six packets in advance. But now even my stash is getting low, and I have to actually, my sister lives up in Murarundi, and I've got to post her toilet paper today because she's run out and there's running down.
Wow.
Jeez, that's a really tough situation for people in small towns because it's very far to drive to another shop that might have none as well.
Well, she doesn't drive, so she can't go anywhere.
Oh, your poor sister. That's terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I know, but, I'm starting to panic because I'm down to 1.5 packets of dunny paper, which I have not had that for years.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and it's crazy. But, you know, if he's got that much toilet paper... share it.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Thank you, Joe.
Okay, one more. Steve, now I believe you've got a bit of a different story. What's your situation?
Mate, what? Jade's not going to like me for this. Where they both got probably 500. I probably got 600 rolls, but I'm an accidental hoarder.
So tell us about what's happened there. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm a truck driver, and I buy a lot of fuel. I'm an owner-driver, so every time I go in to get fuel, and you get your little four-set dockets you get at the end of your receipt at Coles or Woolworths.
Yeah.
Well, what happens is there's a sign on the store, I don't know, advertising, but on the shell, if you spend $20 in our store, we'll give you 10 cents a litre off.
And fair
back
enough.
Back to people with fine print, it says up to 150 litres. Now, my truck takes 400 litres of diesel.
Yeah.
And to make it simple for you, if I walk into a service station and put $200 of the diesel in, which is over 150 litres, and then they discount that up to 10 cents a litre for 150 litres, that's $15.
Yeah.
Then I use me docket, which is 4 cents a litre times $1.50, that's $6.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 and 15 equals 21.
Yeah.
How much do I have to spend in the store?
$15. So
is it 20. I have to put 20 in the store. So I walk in, put $200 of the diesel in, walk in, grab two packets of toilet roll.
Yeah.
And walk up and they pay $199. So they pay me a dollar to walk out with two packets of toilet roll.
See, but in your case, though, like, yeah, you do have a lot, Steve, and I don't hate you, but the thing is, you've been doing this over time, though. You haven't become a hoarder in the craziness. You're like you said, you're an accidental hoarder, yeah. So...
What makes me laugh is my friends are laughing. As I said, I had 52 packets of 20 bags. You should say it's to the roof. Down in my cubby, down in the kids' cubby house.
Now, are you giving it out, Steve?
Well, I'm down to 21. That's how much I've been in the last fortnight. I'm all family and friends. I've had friends come from Toronto.
Wow. Jeez. That's full on. Now, thanks for your call, Steve.
And good on you for sharing. That's the right thing
to do.
We do have one more call here from a listener called Grace. Apparently, she's not happy. Grace, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I believe you have an 11-month-old out of paper for 2 weeks now. What are your thoughts on this guy?
I have only one thing to say to this bloke, and shame on you. You are setting the worst example for your kids. How dare you take that paper roll from people that need it? Not just me and my husband and my child, but other people like the elderly, disabled. They can't get to it. They have carers that come in at 8 o'clock in the morning. They can't get to the shops at that time. I'm furious with you. I think the police should come to your house, knock on your door, make you and your kids deliver all that toilet roll to every single person that can't get there. There's people out there that cannot get it. There's people on the toilet and then they can't get it. I'm a nurse. I see people every day. They can't even get to the toilet. Yeah. They won't get to the shop for freaking toilet roll. How dare you? How dare you? You are such a selfish ass. You and your kids, I hope to God, it comes back and bites you literally in the ass.
Do you know what? Grace, I agree wholeheartedly with you, and I know it must be so emotional, especially you working in the field that you do.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be on the front line of all of this stuff, and you get one selfish pig that, you know, that feels the need to do this, and there's actually no reason or need behind this. This guy is going to be stuck with all of this toilet paper for years.
Mm. Absolutely.
Anyway.
Hey, the good thing that I've got out of this is that for every like crazy that we spoke to, there's people like Steve who are giving it out.
Yeah.
So like there have been a lot of nice stories that have come out of this of people who are doing the right thing by their community.
Yeah.
So we just need to see more of that. And I think, you know, the world will be a better place.
I think you're right, Creevo. Let's end on that. Song challenge up next. We've all got a song to bring to the table, Jade, today.
Yeah, we do. So if you've never heard this before, myself, Maddie and Creevo, we all bring a song to the table. You get to pick which one gets played. It's that easy, and you'll be able to vote on 13 10 09 very soon.
Can we have the gold star tally?
So basically we compete for a gold star, which is a sticker that a primary school teacher gives kids. We stick it on an A4 piece of paper on our whiteboard here. I'm on one, which is last. Maddie, you're on four, and Creevo on five.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's Song Challenge. Minutes away here in UFM 816.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Creevo.
The Novo.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Creevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
So we just did the Novo's song challenge. I can't remember your songs again.
That's a tactic, isn't it?
What did you pick? It's so unmemorable. I had Post Malone, Rockstar.
That Power, Will I Am, Justin Bieber.
And I chose Aqua's Barbie Girl, producer Jackson, who won the Gold Star this morning.
Very close this morning. 24% was Maddie, that's the lowest. 30% Crevo, and on the top, 46% was Jade.
Oh, I won.
There you go, you got yourself Jade. Another Gold Star.
Thanks, guys. You doubled your star tally. Good tune.
Oh, do you feel good? See, this is why I think you've given up on the gold star tally system, Jade, because you win and you're like,
I'm a winner.
I'm a winner.
Okay.
Playing it cool.
Let's play it. Okay, what is it, Jade? Introduce it.
Barbie Girl, Aqua.
At 105.3 New FM. Good morning.
Hiya, Barbie.
I love you, Ken.
Jade, I had no idea that you were in that song. Can you reenact that?
The ending.
I love you, Ken.
Oh my God, I love you, Ken.
Unbelievable.
105.3 New FM with the Novos, Crevo.
Time for a special treat. So you guys, Jade, Maddie, you'd be very familiar with the radio style games of Beat the Bomb. Right?
Of course,
essentially,
yeah, it's classic.
It's
classic.
You have something, often cash or petrol or something. It goes up bit by bit, and then you call out when you want it to stop. If the bomb goes off, you miss out on all of it.
Yeah.
Right? We thought, let's bring this bad boy back with a different version, because everyone, all the supermarkets are running out of meat at the moment. Let's do Beat the Meat.
Oh, yes.
So if you want to play this, 13:10:09, it's time to Beat the Meat.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
It's all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. And now, instead of dollars or whatever, we got sausages.
You know what? It's funny, though, how much of a commodity meat has become in these certain times.
It is like gold.
All right, shall we go to the phones?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Mel, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're doing good, Mel. Do you like to beat the meat?
Sure.
Oh, excellent.
Crevo does.
Yeah, he loves it.
Everyone wants to get free meat. Exactly.
Now, tell me, Mel, what's the situation for you like at home at the moment? Are you running out of meat at the moment?
Yeah, well, the only thing left at Aldi was like those Lean Cuisine meals for $2.50, so we're pretty set on meat, ready-made meals and noodles.
You know what, Mel? Everyone's going to be on a diet, whether they like it or not at this rate.
Yeah, well, you're not wrong.
I think Australia's up there in obesity ratings, so worldwide.
I do have to say, Singo's are still in supply of meat, so yeah. Please, you know, don't go crazy there, but, yeah. You know.
Buy respectfully,
but Singo's always got the good prices on the meat, so thank you to them for hooking us up with this today.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Are we all ready to beat the meat?
Yeah, Mel, you ready to win some sausages?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Got to love an old snag.
Of course, you know the rules.
No.
Oh, okay, so what's going to happen is there'll be numbers of sausages called out, and whenever you want to stop, you just say stop. If, of course, the bomb goes off, you get nothing.
Lovely. Sounds good.
Okay.
Are we ready? Here we go, Mel. It's time to beat the meat. One sausage. Three sausages. Seven sausages. 12 sausages. 18 sausages. 23 sausages.
Yeah, we'll stop there. That's good enough for me.
Oh, congratulations.
Good on you, Mel.
All yours, Mel.
Well done.
All right, Mel, you want to see how many sausages you could have won?
Yeah, why not?
It's 50.
You could have gone up to 50 today.
We would have been there a while.
What am I going to do with 50 snags? I'm more worried about what I'm going to do with the extra three when I stick five in a bag each.
Maybe eat them for lunch.
Oh, that's so good. Congratulations, Mel. Those sausages are all yours.
And well done at beating the meat.
You beat the meat.
Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you. And, of course, it's all thanks to Singo's, guys.
That's right. Singo's Butcheries. They often, with prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers.
Awesome. Up next, age, sex, location. Your chance at $1,000. How good would that be?
Eating
the meat and then giving away the mush.
Amazing.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Really good. All right. So this time we're looking for a 20-year-old female from the Lake Macquarie City Council. If that's you, 131009, you could have a 1 in 30 chance at winning $1,000 right now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Jade sitting across from me and Crevo at the moment, and I'm pretty sure you just hummed 95% of that song.
Perfectly in tune, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
It's can,
time for age, sex, location. Today we are looking for
20-year-old female from the Lake Macquarie City Council area. If that is you, 131009, and you can score yourself $1,000 instantly.
Cash for your Friday.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
To know those.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Where are you now that I need you? 20-year-old female from the Lake Macquarie Council area. If that is you or someone you know, let them know. They have 30 seconds on the clock to call. Otherwise,
$1,000 gone instantly.
That's right. Start your clock, Crevo. Here we go.
All right, done. She started.
What are you guys up to this weekend?
I'm working tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, and, what a pain.
Don't know what else I'm going to do yet. Hopefully, like, Ben and I might go for a surf.
Nice one.
Good go on start. The hunt for toilet paper like everyone else.
Are you?
Probably, yeah.
Are you out? Or are you just, like, need a bit mole stuck?
Yeah, I'm almost done. If I leave it to, like, one roll, then we'll be stuffed at this rate because you've got to go down to, like, five different stores.
Well, that's true. And if you need it, middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sorry, guys.
$1,000 gets locked away again.
That's right. It lives another week. Hopefully next week is the week it goes off. Crevo, what are you up to? Nothing?
Nothing tomorrow. I'm just going to take it. I haven't had a Saturday where I've done nothing for weeks and weeks and weeks. I'm really looking forward to a bit of a sleep in, that sort of stuff. And then Sunday, probably going to pop down to Sydney. Do a few things there.
Oh, well, Maddie will be there.
Well, I'm in a bit of a dilemma at the moment. Yeah? Well, my friend invited me to his house party tonight in Sydney.
Mm.
And I don't know if I want to go. I do, but...
I don't.
You know, I don't want to catch coronavirus, COVID-19. Mm. Obviously, Sydney's, you know, the hot pot of it in our state.
I think they've got the most cases in Australia.
Do you know what's really funny about Sydney, though?
What?
So, it's just dead quiet of an afternoon and of a night, but this morning I got up and went for a little bit of a run before I left because I couldn't sleep. Yeah, but there are so many... 2:30? There are so many people out that early.
At 2:30? Like,
there's a lot of elderly people walking around, I'm assuming because they want to get out and they don't want to be around people, and there's a lot of people running.
That's bizarre,
isn't it? It's so weird.
That is so strange.
2:30 in the morning.
Very weird. And all the houses are alive too. I was walking through the streets last night. It's just a very bizarre feeling right now anywhere.
Jeez. It's because they can't like go out and do stuff. So they like have all this extra energy.
Yeah.
They're burning up at home.
Just on people running though, there's when I come on my way to work here in the mornings around 5-ish or whatever it is, there's a couple without fail. They run every single weekday morning together.
Active wear on?
Yeah, yeah. Like, they must be... They have that triathlete sort of body, like marathon runner body shape.
Their Kel Knight stride?
Yeah, like, so I think they're...
Track suits.
But I'm very impressed by them. Sometimes I want to, like, just wind down the window and say good job, but might be a bit rude.
Really?
At 5 in the morning, these two are out there running the pavements of Newcastle.
Sleep in.
No, you know what? I have, like... Those people that you like see every morning, I call them like my going to work buddies.
Mm. Like they've never met.
Yeah,
there's a couple around Mayfield.
Yeah, like this the street opposite mine. There's a guy who's like getting in his truck every time, the same that time as me.
Crevo, we need to have a chat if you've got pretend friends.
They're real.
I get that because there's a guy in a Commodore that most days turns onto the freeway at the same time as
Thank
I do.
You.
Do you wave at him?
No, but I feel like I've because it's been
almost
about
to that point,
a year and a half now where we've been doing it. I'm like, hey, my brother, what's up? Like, we know. And I feel like he knows as well. We don't need to say anything.
Because that time of the morning is not a lot of people around. So when you see someone, you're like, hey, we're on the same wavelength.
Oh, God. 905 commercial free kicking off next with you, Jackson.
Come up for Feel Good Friday. Some Tay-Tay.
Look at that grin on your face, Jade, as soon as you heard that.
I love Taylor Swift.
She brightens up your day, doesn't she?
She does. I really love her.
Barbie Girl and Taylor Swift in the same hour. Is this Jade FM?
What a day, yeah.
Throw some Gaga in there.
Da man. Tal Bachman, I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce that.
It is.
Yeah. I don't know. Don't call if it's not. Hi, that's coming up as well. And I wonder if she's going to have to cancel her wedding this year because she's engaged, Jess Mowboy.
Oh, that's right.
Those deals with New Idea that she has.
She'll have to put them on.
Coin, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Not good for her.
She might have to buy home brand for a couple of weeks, poor old Jess.
Go on another tour. Oh,
I do sympathise with her, though. That would be tough, cancelling your wedding anyway.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off next for your Feel Good Friday. We'll be back Monday. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.